IGAD is under only one pressure. IGAD is under the pressure to secure the best possible deal in the best interest of the people of South Sudan. Our pressure is to see guns silenced. Our pressure is to see cessation of hostilities. Our pressure is to see the handshake between Dr. Riek Machar and President Salva Kiir, similar to the handshake in Nairobi between President Uhuru Kenyatta and Prime Minister Raila Odinga. That's the pressure we are under. We are under pressure to see the end of this conflict. We are under pressure to see a peaceful, secure, united, prosperous South Sudan. Any other pressure from elsewhere, we don't know. We don't know. Because let me tell you, there is nobody outside this region, whether they're in Europe or in Asia or in USA, who can feel the pain of South Sudan more than those of us who live in this region.
There was a request earlier by former Chief of Staff, General Paul Malong, to join the talks. Could you confirm whether or not he is represented or involved in this round?
There is a procedure. IGAD has a procedure, a very, very well laid out procedure on how parties are screened and accreditation to those who attend these talks. And I believe that if a request has been received by the IGAD Secretariat, that would certainly be processed by the Secretariat using the procedure that is established.
A question about the IGAD mediation. There's a lot of criticism coming out that the IGAD is not effective, that there is conflict of interest among the IGAD countries, and that is dragging the peace process in South Sudan or not giving way to a quick fix for South Sudan. Now, how would you respond to these kind of criticisms?
The easiest thing to do for a human being is to criticize. It is so easy to criticize. And criticism only makes strong people stronger. We do not have the time really to engage in distractions. What we are engaged in is a critical process. We are not engaged in an academic exercise. We are not engaged in academic dialectics or pedantics. We are engaged in serious issues. We are engaged in issues of life and death. People are dying. Institutions are collapsing. A nation is bleeding. Those are not issues to play around with. Those are not issues to engage in academic discussions about. If anyone tells you peacemaking is easy, they're lying to you. It is not easy. I am a Kenyan. I am a product of election-related conflict. I was elected to parliament in an election that almost pushed my country to the brink of a precipice. And looking back on that experience in Kenya, it was not easy. And there were critics, the critics of Kofi Annan. There have been critics of the peacemaking process in Somalia. But what I want to tell the critics is that IGAD will not let South Sudan burn.
Mr. Ambassador, sir, you rightly say the country is bleeding, fighting is going on, and today the parties recommitted themselves to ceasing hostilities. As we speak now, we have received reports of fighting in Yei. How does IGAD, as a mediator, reconcile the fact that there are talks going on here and fighting is going on back in South Sudan?
First of all, I want to tell the parties to this conflict that you really have to respect the right to life as the cornerstone of all human rights and liberties, and that we cannot be engaged in these critical talks while at the same time you continue to violate the cessation of hostilities agreement. It is unacceptable, it's diabolical, it is cynical, and it reeks of a mindset that it does not really respect the people you're seeking to lead. If you seek to lead people, you have to respect the most innate right of those people, and that's the right to life. We have to silence the guns because we cannot hear each other amongst the din and cacophony of gunfire. It will just lead to hardening of positions, and that is why IGAD is determined to take measures against violators of the cessation of hostilities agreement. A full council of ministers meeting is convening pretty soon. in the aftermath of these HLRF talks. And top on the agenda will be measures to be taken against violators of the cessation of hostilities agreement.
What is Kenya's role?